My name is Sue Kelly, and I am the Vice President of the Traverse City Area Public Schools Board of Education. I was elected in 2014 to serve a four-year term, and my term is coming to an end the end of this year. And I am asking my constituents to vote and elect me for a second term.
Why are you running still?
TCAPS is a phenomenal organization. In the last 4 years, we have done some very hard work, and it has been very purposeful, moving the district forward both with student achievement, academic success, with budgeting, sound financial planning, with curriculum. We've invested over $2 million back into curriculum professional development for our teachers. The district serves 10,000 students. We cover a 300 square mile area, which makes it one of the largest districts in the state of Michigan. Our annual budget is over $120 million. We have $300 million in assets that we manage, and it is all for one purposeful objective. It's educating students.
What would you say separates you from the other candidates?
I believe first and foremost is the experience. When I ran originally, it was to campaign to involve a greater portion of the public, the citizens in the Grand Traverse region. I don't think they were so aware of the school district as an entity, that it is the second largest employer in the area. And what goes on at the grassroots, the work that our teachers are doing. And it was one of my objectives to, number one, improve community interaction. And that has been fabulous. In August of this year, the community got behind a $10 million bond proposal, and they passed it nearly 2-1. The community is really supporting the school.
And that was different because that hadn't happened in past years.
In the last two times that we took the bond to the public, it was turned down. This was very purposeful. The administration at TCAPS has been very clear on its needs and objectives. And so we're very, very excited to see that kind of support come from the community. And our administration was able to get contracts from all of our bargaining units district-wide, three-year contracts, which is virtually unheard of in the education field. And so the work that's going on in the classrooms that our teachers are doing, the student achievement, the trajectory that it's moving at this time is unprecedented. And it's just something to be celebrated. So we're pretty excited about that.
You've had to make and be a part of making some tough decisions while you've been a board member, particularly cuts. You've had to close schools, dissolve the International Baccalaureate program. Do you think you and the board took the right approach, and what approach would you take in the future?
Without a doubt, I think that me and the board took the right approach. It was not comfortable. It was not easy work, but it was well thought out. It was looking to the future because, as I said, we serve 10,000 students. We have a 300 square mile district, and we had to look at the entire picture on how we can put the best trained teachers with the greatest resources in the classrooms that will affect the students for their academic achievement. And we've done that. The schools that were closed allowed us to take resources that were educating just a few and put those resources in areas that will impact many. And that's a difficult thing to do. But we celebrate the fact that the population wanted our services provide closer to in-town centers because so many households are both parents are working. And even when my son was in school, I always took him to school and he took the bus home in the afternoon. But if he had programs, if he had athletic events, if he forgot his lunch, it was certainly a lot easier for me to and from my office to support his needs. And that's what we found that the parents in the community wanted. And so by closing some of the outlying schools and moving the students to areas that were closer, we're able to improve the services provided and make it more convenient for our families. And it's proven to be a real success.
And if you have to make decisions like that in the future, do you think you'd take the same approach?
We have a long-term plan in place, capital plan, and there's absolutely no reason to do that because our schools and our facilities are fully staffed and the community is supporting what we're doing. So I don't see any reason to consider that in the future.
Well, just if the school doesn't have enough money, you know, to consider any cuts, not closing schools, but any sort of cut.
The money has to support the greatest needs of the students at every level. We have a blueprint that we're instituting district-wide so that the services the students get on the east side are very similar to the west side. And by having systems in place that balance out the district, I think it's going to make all the difference. When we started 4 years ago, when I was first elected, our budget, our reserves were down at around 5.2 base, which, as you may recall, if a district gets below 5% on the reserves, it could open it up for the state to come in and take over management of the district. At this point, we've not only been able to balance structurally the budget, but our reserves are building up. We're at 8.2. The good times, the good financial times are not always going to be here. We have to prepare for the worst. And so by having those reserves built back up, having a long-range capital plan, I really feel confident that we're in good shape.
In the past year, there were allegations against Superintendent Soma. There were complaints of bullying and gender-based discrimination. And you and the board hired two separate investigations, two third parties to investigate and found that Soma was not responsible. How do you think you all did handling that situation?
It was a difficult situation. It was difficult for both the individuals who claimed issues were going on, and it was difficult for the administration who was being challenged. As a board member, we have to remain impartial until we know exactly the situation that was going on. None of us were qualified to do in-depth investigations. And so when challenges like that are brought forward, I think it's the board member's responsibility to have the investigation completed and make decisions based upon those results. And so those results came in, and the board has supported the decisions 100%. And I think we did the very best we could under the circumstances.
Are you comfortable with how the board and Soma are moving forward to remedy any tensions that might still exist between him and the administrators, the TCAA?
I'm very pleased with what's going on. The superintendent and the principals have met several times. They're working on their relationships, but most important, they're staying focused on students in the district, on students in their schools, on students in the classrooms. Paul Soma has been an advocate of student education, public schools, equity in funding, equity in services provided, and he's an advocate. During the last 4 years, we have reached agreement on all of our bargaining units, including the principals, for 3-year contracts without exception, all of them. And that is a direct result of the work that Paul's done. The teachers are feeling supported. And there have been allegations this last year. I think they've been thoroughly investigated. We've worked through them. That's behind us. And we're looking forward to great things.
Is there anything else you want the voters to know?
I believe that TCAPS is in the most solid footing that it has been in maybe a decade. Our administration team, our teachers, I'm so very proud of them, our transportation department, our business and finance, our food services, it is just doing extremely well, and I would like the opportunity to continue to support them in the growth and the future of our community in this region.
Sue Kelly, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.